from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Back here on Fesco in the Morning, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens here for you on a Friday as we grind through your last day of the week, or the Fry-yay of the week.
Fry-yay!
There you go. Spirit fingers are alive for Bob Fesco. Buddy of mine, Michael, sent me a text, said that Flavor Flav also emerges as the USA Women's Water Polo sponsor.
Yeah, yeah, so he is. Guy, he's been at every one of those, yeah. The
guy's on the come up.
Yep. He's on the come.
On the come.
I can't believe you've never heard that expression before.
It's because it doesn't exist.
Oh, it absolutely does. Look it up.
I did, and my phone literally went to like XNXX.
Go to google.com.
Okay.
Does your computer have Google?
I'm not searching that in the work computer.
And go for it. Worse have been searched.
I'm sure.
Mayor Binkley used to use that computer. Let me check out the difference between a 3.4 and a 4.3.
Anyways, text line came in from the 913.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was from the other day. I guess it came in during Vern's show, I would imagine.
I'm sure. I don't know if Vern addressed it. I would doubt it.
Yeah, I don't think Vern has the patience for this one.
No.
But I do.
Yeah, and so do we.
And that's what we're here for. From the 913, said Bobby Witt could possibly be the Derek Jeter of his generation, in my opinion. Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter. Number two. Number two, Derek Jeter.
We can dive into this because, of course, I see this in the rundown. I'm like, okay, who are the best shortstop of all time? So I'll let you cook first because I have my opinions. I know Cody Tapp, speaking of Cody Tapp, now at school, they'll have Trent McDuffie on their show today.
Big win.
As they're up in St. Joe. So Trent McDuffie will join the boys from 10 to 2 in St. Joe, Alex and Cody. Be sure you're listening to that.
Derek Jeter's an interesting case study in shortstops to me because I didn't think he was the best of his era. But the guy's a winner, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's two different conversations. Is Derek Jeter the best shortstop I've ever seen play the game? The answer to that question is no. Is Derek Jeter one of the winningest athletes that I've ever seen play? The answer is yes. That guy knew how to be in position, knew where to be, knew how to win, right? Like he just had the it factor, right? Mm-hmm. He oozed it all over the place. And so when I look at Derek Jeter, I'm like, that guy's a winner. That guy knows where to be. That guy has instincts. But he wasn't even the best shortstop on his team for a while. It was Alex Rodriguez that was still the best shortstop on his team. I think if Bobby Witt is the next quote-unquote Derek Jeter, I think that's a disappointment for Bobby Witt because I think Bobby Witt as a baseball player is better than Derek Jeter. The only Jeter comparison that I want from Bobby Witt right now are rings. And if Bobby Witt can get the same amount of rings, 5, as Derek Jeter has, then yes, let's call him the next Derek Jeter. But if Bobby Witt finishes with these career numbers, 310 batting average, 260 home runs, and just shy of 3,500 hits, I think we'd be like going, man, we could have probably had more out of Bobby Witt, especially based on what this season is like. I think Bobby Witt Jr. will be a better baseball player than Derek Jeter was, but I don't know how many people are going to be able to be a better instinctual player and a better winner than Derek Jeter was.
Yeah, when you look at comparisons or you look at the top shortstops of all time, I think Honus Wagner was number one, so okay. I'm sure competition was really fierce back then. Whatever. Number two, I believe, was Alex Rodriguez. Number three was Cal Ripken Jr. And that is where I compare Bobby Witt Jr. to what he could potentially be. Cal Ripken Jr., no lie, was probably my favorite baseball player growing up. Might be a top two baseball player of all time. It was okay. Ken Griffey Jr. That's all I cared about as a kid. And if you look at what Cal did early, like Cal's a power hitter when he was younger. Like he was in the home run derby and won it. He won a World Series, I believe, in his first year he's in the major leagues.
But that was it.
And then that was it. And then, you know, but what did Cal Ripken do? He played with the Baltimore Orioles his entire career. Mm-hmm. He ended up being a 3,000 hit hitter, hit over 300 home runs, Hall of Famer. But the other thing that Cal Ripken did, that there are similarities in Bobby Witt Jr.'s game, is Cal Ripken was the Iron Man. He obviously has a record that will never be broken, the consecutive game streak. And Bobby Witt Jr. has shown this year that he kind of has a little bit of that mixed bag, right? Like, and I could also see it. Bobby Witt Jr., the older he gets, he will eventually move to third. I don't know if Bobby Witt Jr. is going to play in Kansas City for his whole life, but I know he's going to be here for seven more years. I know that Bobby Witt Jr., it's probably for, I bet Matt Quatrero's toughest job is to even try to think about giving him a day off,
which
right now I wouldn't even talk to him. You're hitting second, you're playing short, have fun.
Right.
That's all you need to know. But Jeter's interesting because Jeter wasn't really that sort of five-tool player. Neither was Cal. But Jeter was clutch. Jeter came up with big hits. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he coined the name Mr. November, right?
Right.
And he was a captain. Mm-hmm. Bobby Witt Jr. will eventually be a captain of this team. Sal will give him the C.
There wasn't anybody more clutch in sports in our era right now than Derek Jeter was.
And that's a fair point.
Yeah.
And Jeter also played his position very well.
Mm-hmm.
So did Cal Ripken. Onward we go. But at this rate, at least in my opinion, Bobby Witt Jr. will be considered better than Derek Jeter by 2027. And I don't mean that from a career standpoint, but I do this with the Bobby Witt Jr. and Mahomes kind of back and forth. Now, Mahomes is considered probably the third best quarterback because of the rings and the talent that we've already seen for 6.5 years.
Right. And if we're basing it on rings, then that's fine. He can be number three.
And he surpassed a lot of legends last year. I mean, we're talking Peyton Manning.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Drew Brees. All these guys have been passed, which you'd think to yourself, already? And Bobby Witt Jr. is doing something this year where it's like, okay, what if he doesn't ever do this again? But what if every year after this he hits 325, 30 home runs, 100 RBI, 25, 30 doubles, 10 to 12 triples, and does that year in and year out? All of a sudden, people be like, yeah, like technically he doesn't have the career accolades, but he's the best baseball. He's better player than Derek Jeter was.
Mm-hmm.
Because Derek Jeter, clutch hits, 300 hitter, power wasn't really there, speed wasn't really there, defense was way above average, not great, but it was above average and he had the coin throw or whatever. Now, what we see with Bobby Witt Jr. is that at such a young age that he's already getting ready to emerge as one of those better shortstops. And he's doing it in a clean environment. Mm-hmm. So take A-Rod, whatever you want to do. I know A-Rod's on that list as a top five shortstop of all time. But A-Rod was dirty. Bobby Witt Jr. that we know of is a clean, level-headed, tough, everyday player. And a lot of those similarities give me Cal Ripken vibes.
Yeah, I don't hate that comparison at all. I think if he finishes his career with one team, yes, then you can put him in that Jeter, Cal Ripken category. I think we all want Bobby Witt Jr. or we all want that one guy to finish their entire career with one team, right? Salvi, George Brett, Alex Gordon, you know, Bobby Witt. I think that's your Mount Rushmore of Kansas City Royals right now, right? And I do think Bobby Witt is on that Mount Rushmore of Kansas City Royals
right
now. I think he is. Yeah. I mean, look, come on. do I really need to plead that case now?
Saying, I was just reassuring.
I mean, like he's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really is, and I'm ready to put him up there. Like sometimes we jump to conclusions on players, right? Where we get so excited based on a small sample size. This is not a small sample size with Bobby Witt Jr. This is who he is as a player, very much like Patrick Mahomes. Like we can sit here and wait around, and people will say, "I don't know about Patrick Mahomes quite yet." We know what we're watching, right? We're watching Patrick Mahomes. He's the greatest quarterback probably of all time. We're watching Bobby Witt Jr. He's one of the top four greatest Royals of all time. Granted, there haven't been a lot of great Royals out there, but Bobby Witt Jr. is one of the best that I've ever seen play this game in a Royals uniform. Him, Salvi, Alex, George, like that's your Mount Rushmore right now. And so if he finishes his career here in Kansas City, he'll be even more legendary than he is right now. And so Cal Ripken Jr., I do love that comparison. I think that is a really good comparison from a there's not a lot of pressure on you, because I never felt like Cal was living the pressure until it got to the end of the streak and Kevin Costner had to turn the lights out or something happened. But I think what we're looking at with Bobby Witt Jr. is a guy that is going to be consistently good is an understatement. He's going to be exceptionally good for a good decade in this league, probably a little bit more than a good decade. And the only comparison, like I said, to Derek Jeter that I want to see are the rings, and that's where the Cal Ripken thing comes in. I want to see him do better than Cal Ripken Jr. with one ring, because if Bobby is this good and he only wins one championship, we're going to be like, oh man, I wanted more. Can he be the first Royal to win? Well, I guess if they win this year, Salvi becomes the first Royal to win multiple championships, right? But can he be the first Royal to really be the catalyst in an organization winning more than just one World Series?
Somebody on the text number 913, Bobby Witt is as tough as Cal Ripken and as cool as Ken Griffey Jr. Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got that cool vibe. I mean, we saw that on the stage. Not to get morbid, but sometimes you have to break the barriers. Got a sad one today, boys, from the 816. I have to put my dog down this afternoon. Man. But you guys are always a great distraction from life. Thank you for always being there for us when we need a break from life. You're very welcome. Yeah. I'm sorry about your day. There's nothing worse in the world than having to put a dog down. Yeah. So I know your pain. I remember, it's not supposed to be humorous, but I remember my mom, we had our first dog, and she was like, do you want to come with us to the vet and put Bandit down? I was like, absolutely not.
No.
She came home, dude. Tears. Yeah, you can see still on her face. Sure. She goes, that's the worst thing I've been. I'm like, that's why I didn't go.
Right.
Like, I don't want to see that. So prayers to you, man. That's a tough day. But we're here to have to give you a good distraction. So just let us know that we'll let you know that we're with you today, and we will continue to help you out in a distraction of life. So sometimes it's okay to be nice to people.
I was, when we got the dog, I was kind of like, I don't know, it's going to be a lot of work, blah, blah, blah. I am so glad.
In love with that sucker.
It's my dog. that is my dog, right? Yeah. And everybody knows it. She loves me the most. I love her the most, and it's the two of us. And I mean, it is a match made in heaven, right? And she knows when I'm feeling down. There's nothing better. Like, dogs know,
they
right?
They definitely know.
And I'll be kind of feeling down a little bit. She'll come saddle up next to me, put her face against mine, and press me into the couch and won't let me get up until I've calmed down. Like, she knows how to calm me down. It's like a great stress reliever. She's wonderful. I don't know where I would be without this dog. I do feel bad for her, though, because we got her right before COVID. So her first year, she thought, like, everybody just hung out all day. And was here, and then life kind of picked up again, and she's like, where the hell did everybody
go? Are you guys going?
Why is everybody gone all the time now?
Right. Yeah, there's a reason why they're considered man's best friend. They should just be called people's best friend.
Yeah,
that's true.
And like, if you don't like dogs, I kind of got a problem with you. Like, if you're allergic, you. That's one thing.
Of course.
But if you're just somebody who just, I don't like dogs, why?
Yeah, that's sus. For
why?
Sure.
Yeah.
I was gonna date a girl, and she came over, and one of my buddy's dogs was there, and she's like, oh, dogs, I don't really like them. And she owns cats, and I was like, red flag, see you later.
Out. Done. Yeah, my fiance just got a golden retriever puppy.
After you left?
Right after I left. Yeah,
you ain't going back.
Oh, boy. Well, you need comforting. Dogs are good with that. But so are we here on Fesco of the Morning, which is 610 Sports Radio. It's KCSB Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty and Odyssey Station. Fesco of the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. The top 10 list is not officially out, right? It's just we know there's 10 names left, and now we can piece them. We know who one is. Also, in breaking news in the sports world, Patrick Mahomes, no surprise here, is a 99 on Madden.
Woo!
So there you go. If you didn't have that, the only person that didn't was Mike Florio.
How did you not give him 100? Like,
exist.
Why couldn't he be the first 100 player? Like, you're going to give him a 99, right?
Yep.
100's a perfect score, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
What are you docking him in?
Drops.
Yeah, literally.
Canarius Tony is the reason
he's not 100. Not 100. Okay, fine.
Also, it's his fourth 99 in the past 5 years. So why didn't he get 5 out of 5? What?
Ugh.
98?
Haters.
Yeah.
Haters. But, like, honestly, what do you not, like, how can you just say, you know what, we're just going to give this guy 100? How do you not just give him 100?
How did George Brett not get 100% of the votes to go into the Hall of Fame?
Well, because I understand how that happens. There's biased people who are mad that so-and-so didn't give him a good quote when he was playing or something like that, right? Writers are biased like that.
Mahomes lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day, 99.
All right, fine, if you want to go that way.
It is what it is. Yeah. But no, the top 10 list in the NFL, the presumptive top 10 in alphabetical order, no order per se.
Presumptive.
Yeah, presumptive.
Chris, I like presumptive.
Yeah. Chris Jones, dyslexia runs in my family. Left players are Chris Jones, Christian McCaffrey, Lamar Jackson, Max Crosby, Miles Garrett, Patrick Mahomes, TJ Watt, Travis Kelce, Trent Williams, Tyreek Hill. The Chiefs have three players in the top 10.
Yeah.
They have, I think, what, 299s on their Madden roster as of now. They got Kelce and Mahomes. Chris Jones is a 97. Butker should probably be a 99 as well.
Yeah.
So out of this list, we know number one is Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
So where do we think Chris Jones is, and where do we think Travis Kelce is?
Travis Kelce is going to come in at 9. Chris Jones is going to come in at number 7 on that list.
Okay.
That's kind of what I feel.
You think Christian McCaffrey is 2?
I think Christian McCaffrey is your number 2. Right?
Rashard's 3?
On that
list. He's the
list,
MVP of the league last year. Can't be 1.
You can't be 1.
Next quarterback on the list is him.
Yeah, probably Lamar is 3 on that list.
Okay.
Yeah.
After that, I mean, I don't know. You said Kelce is 7 and Jones is 9? Miles Garrett, TJ Watt, Trent Williams.
No, Kelce 9, Jones 7.
Okay, there you go.
I think I'd have Garrett 4.
Trent Williams 5.
What about Tyreek Hill? You don't think he's going to be that high? Yeah. I mean, if we're talking about, like, and we're taking biases out here, right? Who changes a game more, Tyreek Hill or Miles Garrett?
It's honestly close, yeah. Tyreek's, yeah.
I'm asking because I mean maybe it is Miles Garrett, right? I mean, you have to account for him on every play. You have to account for Tyreek Hill on every play. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, where we sit right now, this is an offensive league,
for
right?
Sure.
So that's why I would give Tyreek Hill maybe the nod over Miles Garrett. But again, I mean, I'm not one of the players that votes, you know, in this thing. But I know how players look at Tyreek Hill and they're like, damn, that guy can run, man. He's fast. He can catch. He's great.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he'll be higher. Yeah, I like him at 4.
Yeah, I wonder if they put Lamar at 2, though, over Christian McCaffrey. Just because Lamar was the MVP, quarterback, dynamic, second MVP, shows dominance.
It's players voting. I'm trying to think of how players are going to vote.
And you know players love the narrative that Lamar Jackson's the most disrespected quarterback in, like, the last 20 years.
Yeah. Do they like Christian McCaffrey?
I don't know. I think everyone does,
yeah.
I don't think
But you don't hear much hate for him,
no,
right?
No. Yeah,
he's a very humble athlete.
Yeah.
Greg Olson loved his wedding. I don't know if you saw that picture.
Yeah, I saw that. Was good, yeah.
I mean, Greg Olson was zooted.
Hammered.
But yeah, I think Tyreek has to be in the top 5, which means there's only 2 other spots for him, 4 or 5. And that's where you get into the conversation, Miles Garrett, Tyreek Hill.
Right. If you're starting a team today, are you taking Miles Garrett or Tyreek Hill?
Miles Garrett.
I think I would, too.
I want pressure on the opposing quarterbacks. Yeah. You got to think I'm probably playing Mahomes at some point, and the best way to get to Mahomes is try to get him.
So maybe Miles Garrett comes in at number 4 and Tyreek Hill comes in at number 5. Tyreek's the only wide receiver, you guys do realize this, in the top 10, right?
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
No, it's not. That's the way the league works. That's why you don't spend that kind of money on wide receivers.
But if Jefferson plays this whole season, he's on this list for sure.
Top 10 player in the league?
Oh, absolutely.
He'll be in the
Who are you taking off that top 10 list right now?
Trent Williams.
Trent Williams. Yeah.
Really?
So I think it's going to be Trent Williams at 10, Max Crosby at 9. I think Kelce at 8, Jones at 7, TJ Watt at 6, Tyreek at 5,
Garrett at 4.
Yeah. And then I got McCaffrey at 3, Jackson at 2, Mahomes at 1. That would be my list. I think of the final top 10. Not that it matters, but I think that's where they would go with that.
Right.
What was interesting also are the players that missed the top 10. Are there any of these players that you would think go into the top 10 out of these 20 through 11? C.J. Stroud, top 10 yet?
No.
Roquan Smith?
No.
No.
Justin Jefferson?
Yes.
Yes.
Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons considered the 17th best player in the league.
And Max Crosby, high above him.
Dak Prescott is 16th. He in the top 10? No.
No.
Jalen Hurts, 15th? No.
That's high for Hurts.
Very high.
Look, I'm glad he's getting love from his peers because I think he's good. Philadelphia, for whatever reason, can't stand him. They're trying to run him out of town.
But he's in the best shape of his life.
Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah, and he's in the best shape of his life. George Kittle at 14.
No.
Great guy. CeeDee Lamb at 13.
No.
Seems Josh Allen at 12 and Fred Warner at 11. So there's still some love for J.A.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see how Josh Allen's year goes.
Yeah.
He's going to be great.
You think he's going to be great?
Good.
Better than Jordan Love?
That's my Josh Allen's right behind Love in my MVP race.
Okay.
Wow.
Still love, on the Josh Allen Bills train. You think they're just going to run that double tight end set?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see that. Knox and Kincaid. Speaking of fantasy football, very high on one Dalton Kincaid.
Why? Because you saw him on Kay Adams yesterday and he had like a 70% completion percentage rate or whatever it is. And now you're like, oh, he talked to Kay Adams, so maybe I can get her number if I pick him on my fantasy team.
I've got Kay Adams contacts. Well, I've got her agent's email.
Flex.
We'll get her on the show maybe one day if it ever works out. But that's interesting about Buffalo. Like, you still think Josh Allen has that eliteness, or do you think that his career, because of the way it's gone, has started to affect his, you know, I guess his, not mental strength, but like his awareness to know that he's there?
I thought he was absolutely incredible last year. I thought they went through a month slump. They fired the offensive coordinator, and after that, he was on complete fire without Stephon Diggs
catching
anything.
Looked great in that playoff game. He was good.
He did.
Yeah, he was outstanding. I mean, that completion to Dirt at the end was outstanding. Mm.
See, I think Josh Allen might be one of the most scrutinized quarterback for no reason that there is.
Agreed.
I think that he's...
I think it hurts him that he plays in Buffalo and they're like perennial losers, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's unfortunate for Josh Allen is that the narrative around his tenure in Buffalo will always be the year before Buffalo traded with the Kansas City Chiefs, they took Patrick Mahomes. The very next year, they realized they messed up. They had to get a quarterback. They got Josh Allen, who is good, who's great. But unfortunately, now he has to go against Patrick Mahomes in every sort of facet that there is, and he can't beat him when it matters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, and I've heard this comparison before.
Yeah, life sucks sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not like I'm creating this sort of topic because I've heard it used multiple times by multiple sources. The Patrick Mahomes-Josh Allen rivalry is very mirror image to the Phil Mickelson-Tiger Woods. Like, Phil would go play tournaments that weren't majors and win them because mm-hmm. Tiger either wouldn't play or wouldn't show up or, you know, just didn't win it. And then you go into a major, like the playoffs, and it was like, all right, Phil's won three times on the tour this year. He's really playing good golf. And then Tiger would show up and shoot like 17 under in 3 days. And it'd be like, well, there's nothing I can do. It's like, yeah, you got some regular season wins, Phil, but when it matters, you can't beat Tiger.
Right.
Eventually, Phil would start to win majors, but was it ever against Tiger? Not really. The thing is, when you look at Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen wins against Patrick Mahomes in the regular season, but we know for a fact he's played him three times in the playoffs and he's never beat him. But AFC Championship game, lost. 13-second game, lost. First time you get Patrick Mahomes in your house, lost.
That's the difference, though, between being a very nice football player and being a great football player. It's all about winning and winning in the postseason. And that's why, like, we were having the conversation the other day, like, what are we judging quarterbacks on here? Like, we want to change the rules for every single quarterback and judge them based on whatever works to make them appear better than they are, right? Like, we were talking with Dakota Prescott last week or the other day, and they were talking about all these great stats and numbers that he puts up. How does he do in the playoffs? Not real well, right? And that's where I am with Josh Allen. I don't want to say it's easy, but it's easy to go out and play in September and October and November when the games don't really matter. But if you're the quarterback of a team in the NFL, how do you play in January when it matters most? How do you play when the games are big? Are you a guy that's going to lead your team to victory, or are you a guy that they're going to have to try to get a win from despite you going out there and playing? And for me, Josh Allen has yet to prove that he can be that guy at the quarterback position that I can rely on in those big moments. It just so happens that he does have to face Patrick Mahomes, and that does stink. But I'll tell you what, everybody goes through adversity in their life. You have to find a way to overcome that. And if Josh Allen always falls short to Patrick Mahomes, he's always going to be looked at as a guy with that big yeah but hanging over his head of he wasn't able to do it when it mattered most. And so that's why I'm going to be so passionate this year when we talk about quarterbacks. What did he do in the postseason? What did he do in the playoffs? Did he advance far? Did he win games for his team? And if the answer is no, then I just can't put these guys in that greatness category. Like, I love Lamar, but I know Lamar's got a very big, 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 big problem. He can't win in the playoffs. Josh Allen's in that same category. Regular season doesn't mean squat to me.
21 touchdowns, 4 picks in the playoffs for Allen.
How many wins?
No, I get it. I get it. I just say the numbers, like Lamar, I think there's more apt criticism there. I think he's played bad in the playoffs. I don't think Josh Allen's played bad in the playoffs for the most part.
But Josh Allen had a chance to win that game against the Chiefs.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Twice now.
Yeah.
Bad thing is he doesn't play defense. And he's got to get away from Sean McDermott.
No, I'm telling you, offensively, they had a chance to beat the Chiefs last year. They could have beat the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Sure. Just won't happen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do you think Josh Allen will end up like Dan Marino? Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Very possibly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.